Now joined by head coach Bill Gooden of the Princeton Tigers. We're talking districts here, and we know we get to this time of year, and I talk with the front office all the time where they say, well, when do we wrap up these interviews? And I say, well, whenever teams lose at this time of year, if the next interview up on the docket is the last one of the season. And unfortunately, Coach Gooden, you had that experience last night. The girls played well. They played hard. The ball just didn't go in the twine enough for you.
Well, that's true. We had a game plan going in, and it was all contingent on us hitting some shots early, and we got awfully good looks, and we just couldn't get the ball to go through the basket. I think we shot around 15% for the entire night, and defensively, I thought we played really good defense. The Monica girl, I think we held her to one basket the first half, but we put her on the free throw line 13 times, and she hit 12 of them, and that was huge. We just... We got in foul trouble, and we couldn't get out of it. At one time, I think it was 14-4 on the fouls, and they were just hitting their free throws. And, to their credit, they stuck with their game plan, and we just never could get our wheels to go in the right direction.
And the fact you did such a good job against Meineke, I'm sure you look back at that game and you go, boy, when you hold Meineke down, especially in that first half, you would have liked to get a little bit of a working advantage at that point.
That's true, and like I say, we were, their defense wasn't really bothering us. We just had open looks and even some penetration and even some layup, and we just, we've had that happen to us. At King City game, we shot 15%, and got beat by 8 early in the year, and we've had a few games. I think we figured up we've had 7 games that we've lost by 10 points or less, but we've shot under 23% in those games. And, if you bump that up to 35-36%, you're going to win most of those games. And, that was definitely the case last night.
Well, and Mercer, for playing with four girls, and I've said this, they're a different team, obviously, with the four girls on the floor. And obviously, they've lost a couple of really key pieces to that squad injury. But they're doing such a great job in being competitive and staying in these games. And that comes down to just, digging in defensively and doing a lot of different things to kind of throw off offenses.
Well, they're actually playing five now. The one girl is back to playing. Shipley girl, I believe, played. Mm-hmm. She played all the game last night. It wasn't so much a 4-on-5, but it's just the fact that we tried to make it a full court game, and we didn't get. And when we did get the push, we missed the shots. And I can't. Our game plan going in was right on what we need to do, but we just couldn't execute it because we couldn't get the ball to fall in the hole. And then we got ourselves in some foul trouble, and we just could not get loose and relax. We were just, you could just tell we were just tight the entire night. And Mercer played relaxed and had nothing to lose. And, to their credit, they deserve the win.
And that's the difficult thing is when shots aren't going in and the girls know that if they don't win, the season's over, there's extra pressure and stress that's involved in there. That if it never changes, that press or that stress, rather, it just kind of goes up and up and up as the game goes on.
Yeah, and it seemed like we would get a break every once in a while and we might score a basket or make a basket or two, like we'd get momentum switch, and then we'd get a big foul and they'd go back to free throw line. And then late in the game, they got a couple of layups off our press, and when we're trying to put a lot more pressure on them, and that generally happens. You get some fast breaks against you whenever that happens, but when you're trying a little extra harder to get the steal up there in the front court, and we just shot ourselves in the foot way too many times.
Well, I'm glad to hear that Bree Shipley's back playing for Mercer. I wasn't sure if they were playing with four or five, and I know they were concerned about the injury that she had in early February. So that's great news for Mercer. I know you'd love to be in that game Saturday, Coach, but you have somewhat of an idea of what Mercer and Pattonsburg have. What's your thoughts on the matchup there?
Well, I think, Mercer's got two players that, Pattonsburg's going to have to key on a lot. I think Pattonsburg's got a little more balanced than they have, and has got some depth, and they try to push the ball quite a bit, which is what our goal was. And I think if Pattonsburg will come out and hit their shots and play under control, I think they'll be in pretty good shape. On the flip side of that, if Mercer can stay out of foul trouble and they can get the ball inside and then hit some perimeter shots, why, you know, I think it could go either way.
Well, before we let you go, Coach, we always kind of wrap up the interview by just looking at what you lose to graduation and what you have coming up the pipeline, what's coming back next year. How does the outlook for the 2020-2021 Lady Tigers look? What are the girls going to have to do to take that next step?
Well, we're going to get in the gym, and we're going to do a lot of shooting this summer. And we do a lot of shooting, but we're going to do a lot more shooting under pressure and just playing more basketball just to get a little more court sense and stuff. We're going to be pretty young next year. We lose four very key people, our four seniors, Lacey Lewis, Lindsay Batson, Kendi Norton, and Raven Moreno, you know, have been just, you know, these four girls are the reason that I came back into coaching, because I watched them in junior high and ref them in junior high and JV when they were younger, and I really liked them, and I thought, boy, I'd really like to get a chance to work with these girls if I could coach these girls, and they've been an absolute pleasure to work with, I'm just very impressed with them and, you know, their attitude, and they did work hard for us, and, you know, we just had some moments that was shining, some moments that wasn't so good, and, you know, I feel sorry for them, because you always do for your seniors, because they're done, and like we tell the underclassmen, you know, you can't look at it like, well, I've got another year, because it's over with before you know it. So if you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, you know, that career goes really quick. You may not think so when you're in high school, but when it's over, you're like, gosh, where'd that go?
Well, and I know the girls.
I'm going to miss those.
I know the girls are going to be a huge fan of the boys moving forward. I've said, I've been here 18 years. I think this is the best Princeton boys team I've seen. And obviously being in class one is going to be to their advantage. But Coach Collins' team, they could play for a while. They're peaking at the right time of year.
Yeah, they do. And one thing we've discussed this with our girls about our boys team, you know, in comparison is, you know, our boys play very relaxed. They don't get rattled a lot. They have a lot of confidence in themselves. And I think that's where we struggle every once in a while, just having confidence in our abilities. We had a lot more ability than what we showed sometimes. And in contrast, our boys, you know, are just the opposite. They have no fear. They're not afraid. And I thought the night they went out and played a very good Lathrop team, and they led them through 3.5 quarters and before they fell to them. You know, they're just very relaxed, and, you know, they got a shot. If they just stay focused on what they're doing and relax and have fun, you know, they can win some games.
I agree with you on that. They'll be in action tonight over at the Ketchum Community Center against North Harrison. Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll talk to you later this spring.
All right. Thank you, Tom.